بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. As we have been discussing for the past two days, there are five branches of deen, of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Enter into Islam completely. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. So we have to accept every law of Islam and bring it into our life. Any other path a person takes, he will be following the path of shaitan. So there are five branches of our deen for a person to be a perfect Muslim. The first one is our aqaid, our beliefs. Number two, ibadat, our acts of worship. Number three, our business dealings, monetary dealings. Number four, our social etiquettes, muasharat. And number five, akhlaq and character. What is our character? So today, now the last one, inshallah, we will discuss is character. And one of the objects of these Islamic gatherings and jalsas is for us to get this fikr and concern within ourselves. How can I become a perfect Muslim? All the branches of deen must come into my life. Not that I am only a Muslim in the masjid or in some places during the Islahi Jalsa when I go out in Jamaat. But 24 hours of my life I have to be a Muslim. So one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, noble character dissolves sins just as salt dissolves ice. An evil character destroys worship just as vinegar destroys honey. So a person has got bad character, it destroys his actions of worship. Doesn't get the benefit of it. Just as vinegar or aloes destroys honey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved to me and the one closest to me in the year after will be the one whose character is good. And the one most disliked by me and the most furthest away from me in the year after will be the one whose character is evil. Noble characteristics which we have to get within ourselves, repentance, the quality of tawbah, patience, gratitude, which is called shukr, fear and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disinclination from the world, modesty, shame, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerity, that means ikhlas, every action we should do according to the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must have this realization that every moment that Allah is watching me. We must take stock of our good deeds and our evil actions daily, which is called muhasaba. We must ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat and the azama, greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill our promises, humility, mercy and compassion. These are all qualities. Rada bil qada. Whatever happens in the world, we must be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all qualities a person has to imbibe within himself, bring within himself. On the other hand, there are certain evil qualities which we have to take out. One is pride, carrying tales, malice, envy, jealousy, excessive, incontrollable anger, desiring evil for someone, thinking evil of someone, love of this world, speaking all nonsense, impermissible speech, backbiting, lies, stinginess, show, excessive lust, evil glancing, and all having illicit love affairs, etc. All of these are evil qualities which a person has to abstain from. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is the one who has purified his nafs. وَقَدْ خَوَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And unsuccessful is the person who has soiled his nafs with evils and vices. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If the flesh is correct, then the whole body will be correct. And if that flesh, piece of flesh is incorrupt, the whole body will be corrupt. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is the heart. The heart is the king of the body. According to how the heart is, the rest of the body will be. Firstly, it is necessary to have knowledge, acquire knowledge of these evil characteristics. If you don't realize you are sick, you will never take treatment. After realizing one's illness, you need to remedy the illness. It is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use means. In this world, if you are physically ill, you go to a physical doctor. If you are spiritually ill now, you will have to go to a spiritual doctor for treatment. Actually, there is a greater need for us to go for our spiritual sicknesses. Number one, physical illnesses, we can easily see it. You can see you got a cold, you're not feeling well. But spiritual diseases are hidden and not recognized. Number two, it is not compulsory and for us to take treatment for physical illnesses. It's permissible, you can take, following the sunnah also. However, it is compulsory to take treatment for spiritual sicknesses and rid yourself of all of these sicknesses. Number three, as long as you have got a physical illness, you will get reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you got a spiritual illness, will be under the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, a physical illness will cause you to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a spiritual illness will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Physical illness, it reminds you of death. But spiritual illnesses, They remind you of dunya, this world. And number five, physical illnesses terminate with death, but the harmful effects of spiritual illnesses remain in the grave also on the day of Qiyamah, and until it is burned out in the year after, the person will have to go through great difficulties. So may Allah protect and save all of us from all of these spiritual sicknesses. By remaining in the company of a spiritual guide, we have a spiritual guide, a sheikh, we will get many, many benefits. A few of them are, number one, just by staying in the company of the sheikh, just staying in his company, the qualities in the sheikh will gradually come into one. Number two, a person will become aware of his faults, and he will hear the bayans of the sheikh. He will start seeing, I've got these weaknesses within myself. Number three, a person will gain enthusiasm as well as courage to engage in more acts of worship and abstain from sin. Number four, the love of Allah Ta'ala will be created in his heart. Number five, a person will be cured by their spiritual treatments as there is blessings in their teachings. You will ask them for a cure, they will tell you a simple cure. Person will follow it, Allah will give through the great grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah person will find himself cured very, very easily. Number six, a person will attain their du'as. And number seven, their hearts are illuminated by the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By remaining in their company, one will attain this light. When light appears, darkness flees. Through this light, the reality of things become exposed and doubts will disappear. Many people have got doubts in their heart about Islam, about teachings of Islam. By staying in the company of the pious people, a person gets yaqeen and doubts are removed from a person's heart. Together with effort, one must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for islah of one's nafs, purification. Allah ta'ala says, if it was not for the grace and the mercy of Allah ta'ala upon you, none of you would ever have become purified. However, Allah ta'ala purifies whomsoever he wishes. There is no limit to one's reformation. A person has to continue reforming himself till death. The minute a person is lax, I don't need my islah, I'm a very pious person, immediately starts falling down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts from evil characteristics, imbue it with beautiful qualities, and grant us his love and his connection. Amin. Inshallah, next we will be calling Brother Ahmad Ishaq, inshallah, who is the grandson of Hazrat Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, and he will render some ash'ar, some poetry.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the kalam of Arif Billah, Hazrat Yaqdas, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh. The title of which is Jawari Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rehte Hai Hum. Hazrat writes a two-line background to this poem. In Medina Munawwara, one of the great ulama that had passed on, Hazrat Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Bulandshahri Muhajir Al-Madani Rahimahullah, on his request, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has written this poem and sent it to Medina Munawwara to Hazrat Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Sahib. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم پس ساکنان مدینہ مجھے نہ بولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم پس ساکنان مدینہ مجھے نہ بولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں زمین پر مدینہ کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
This is the last stanza of the poem.
اے اختر میرے قلب جا ہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم. اے اختر میرے قلب جا ہے وہاں مدینے سے گو زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
Inshallah, we'll call Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, salaam wa barakatuhum, inshallah, to translate these wonderful poems for us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. In my very broken, useless way, what we have learned from our honorable Shaykh, we will just try and give the gist of this very, very beautiful poem. And as we have mentioned last night, this is not just poetry just for entertainment. These are great, great bayans of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in here we are taught what is all this tasawwuf all about. It's nothing new. This is how to get connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is called nisbat, connection. The more a person is connected to a certain thing, it is your value. Like the most simplest house on the face of the earth is Kaaba Sharif. If the ghilaf is lifted up, then it's very simple house. But it is the most greatest house on the face of the earth. Why? It is connected to Allah. So those that are connected to us, and here Hazrat is taught, is teaching us a very, very important lesson, that we have to get connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the system of Allah is you have to climb the ladder from the bottom. Get connected to your Shaykh, they will connect you, and you get connected to your elders, then you will get connection with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is how we will get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person will appreciate anything that is connected to deen, how great it is. Your Hazrat is teaching us the connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are indebted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever we have in this whole world, it is only through the sadqa, the favor, the blessings of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is explaining the honor of those people that live in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As mashallah Mawlana Ahmad has said, that Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah has blessed some of our great pious elders to be living in Medina Sharif. And they appreciated it greatly. And he requested our honorable great Sheikh, our grandfather Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who he knew had great love for Allah and love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that write some beautiful poetry in the honor of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this great honor Allah has given. And see how beautifully Hazrat has presented that Jawari Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam may rehte ham. That what can we say? We are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is something that a person, not out of pride, but out of Allah's kindness, that Allah has given us this honor, that we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What can be said of that? Similarly, a person should be honored, that if you live in the neighborhood of your Shaykh, you live close to your Shaykh, you get opportunity to go and visit the town of your Shaykh, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh of the whole Ummah is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But directly, that was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the direct Shaykh of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made parda from this world. But still, everybody has got a opportunity that we can link our hearts, and those people who Allah give opportunity to visit Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which every person should be dying and have this desire in his heart. Even if you can't manage to go, but the desire you have, that is how much you'll get connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala grant us all the opportunity to make ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is also a very great ibadat. And this is what we learn in this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautifully Hazrat has mentioned, Ya Zameen par Madina ki rehte hum, Falak par magar naas karte hain. On earth it seems that we are living in Madina Sharif, but we are, so to say, boasting, and we are making shukr that, oh Allah, you have given us such honor that in the heavens we are boasting, that the malaika also, they envy. The malaika, they know the position of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they also want to be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here Allah has given us that you are allowed to be living in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what a great honor just a person cannot imagine. And a person who gets connection with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is actually living close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise our honorable illustrious Shaykh has explained to us so beautifully that sadly today Allah gives you the opportunity that you visit Madina Sharif, you ride close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we far from the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means we far away from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we are causing hurt to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees us, we don't have a proper sunnah beard, which is called sunnah, but according to all the imams, it is wajib, it is necessary to keep the beard, which Allah Ta'ala has commanded. So a Muslim should not be shy. And when you have this, Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets happy. But we go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we don't have sunnats in our life, especially in today's time, Allah save me, all of us, we just want to take our photos and send it home that yeah, I'm right in near Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're so near, but we are so far from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those people that are far, Allahu Akbar, Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, he couldn't go and meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just also see how our deen is so moderate. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him the rights of your mother. Imagine to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become a sahabi. But because he had his mother and he had to look after her, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you take care of your mother. Allahu Akbar. And this is the sawab, this is deen. Mashayikh will find out that is there somebody looking after your family? Is your wife just left alone? Many of us, we say, takaza of deen came and I just went. My mother was sick, I left her alone. That is, the main takaza is to look after your mother, look after your wife. So this is what, this is the sawuf, to learn deen and bring proper deen into our lives. So a person also who loves Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't have sufficient funds to go, but his heart is connected there, he is a very fortunate person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq through the barakat of our mashayikh, our shaykh, that our hearts get connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat says, na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jo jawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mein rehte the. What can you ask of our honor? That we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today people feel honored that now I've graded, I'm no more living in the Indian area, I'm no more living in the old, what, in the apartheid, whatever areas they used to call, the colored area, Indian, now I'm living in the higher suburbs. Allahu Akbar. The highest suburb in the world is the city of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The king of both the worlds is resting there, to be in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our hearts should be just yearning if Allah only blesses us to be in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as we have mentioned, as Hazrat says so beautifully also, that normally Rabiul Awwal is coming very soon. People have Sira Jalsas. But you can have your Sira Jalsa every day by reading Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like now, alhamdulillah, we're discussing this beautiful poem, this bayan of how to get the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine now we are, this majlis is taking place at Rauza-e Park. In Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Rauza, and this majlis is taking place, Allahu Akbar. And there Allah, in the Rauza of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, daily majlis takes place. Great, great pious people, their hearts are connected, they there every day in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we also just imagine, and when you read Durood also, what love, what eager, what desire, recite Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily, this love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come in our hearts. And when you're reading Durood, then it is as if you got the honor of being in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're sitting close to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then people who are loving there and appreciate, that is why the inhabitants of Madina Sharif, we shouldn't object, we should respect them. Don't look at their outward appearance, how they look. They are living in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are very, very honorable people. Karam hai ye malika, eh dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hum. That, and yeah, look at the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't regard it as our honor, that I'm living in this suburb, I'm living in that. It is Allah's karam. Our Dada Shaykh, and this is what is the tasawwuf all about. When the more you recognize Allah, the more you will recognize yourself. Man arafa rabba, faqad arafa nafsa. That Allah is so great, Allah is so pure, I don't deserve, I'm so filthy and dirty. But Allah is so kind, Allah is choosing me. Allahu Akbar. And just imagine to be chosen as an ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, like Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salam, great, Jalilul Qadr Anbiya, when they just read the virtues of this ummat, they desired that Allah, we want to be the Nabi of this ummat. Allah said, oh Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi I have chosen before I even created you. That is Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, oh Allah, if that is the case, I want to be the ummati of that Nabi. Allah, imagine, Nabi Kaleemullah Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And me and you, Allah has chosen us free of charge. So how much we shouldn't be eager and desirous to follow in the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But sadly today with the environment we are caught up, because so caught up in all the useless at the dirty fashions of this world that we are following every other lifestyle. So we should make tawbah, istighfar, myself first of all. This is my lesson, and for all of us we listen, we should take inspiration. And we make istighfar, tawbah, wallah, I want to come onto the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then realize, this is karam hai ye malika hai dost. To all my friends, it is only the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our great honorable dada, Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakeem Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi, it used to teach us that, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ki tu qabil hi nahi. That whatever good you do, you follow a sunnah also, don't have pride about it, that it is only Allah's kindness. Oh Allah, you allowed me to come sit in this gathering on a Sunday morning, people are busy in sports, wherever, and you are allowing me to sit and listen about your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen about your greatness, oh Allah, sit in the company of great awliya and our great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only Allah's kindness. That and those people that love in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's neighborhood and appreciate, they realize ke Madine ki basti mein rehte hum, that Allah is allowing us to say in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are not fit there, it is only Allah ta'ala's kindness. It is Allah ta'ala's special favor, as it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah had looked at the hearts of the whole creation and chosen the special companions for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hum. And a person who knows the value of life and the reality of life, then he'll realize that my real value is my nisbat, my connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with Madina Sharif. And as we have explained that what is our connection with Madina Sharif, myself I must see how much love I got for the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much I am practicing on the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much I am passing it on, as Hazrat explained so beautifully last night, that just using the sunnah, the miswak, just think what a great sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah is allowing me to use it. And a person who gets tawfiq to use miswak and one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can't imagine the greatness, the value of that person. That person might be looking like an ordinary person, poor man, but his value has got real value. Today, unfortunately, we are measuring and we are weighing our value with material things. Material things are sand. It's made from sand. It's going to go back to sand. Real value is the spiritual things which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورِ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. From Allah this great gift has come, this embodiment of nur. The light of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a nur. So if we bring one sunnah, you'll see darkness will go out of our lives. It will go out of our houses, etc. And this is how nur will spread in the world. So the whole world today, we crying, the ummah is in parishani. In another poem, our Dara Shaykh says so beautifully, that oh Allah, that the ship of the ummah is sinking. But if we come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that ship will come, it will start sailing beautiful again. So myself, each one, we make a niyat now and make tawbah that our life moved away from the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Please forgive me and give me tawfiq to come back onto this lifestyle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then see our value will increase. And when a person, now you don't want praises from people, you'll realize it's Allah's kindness. It is the value of sunnah. It is the value of zikr. Otherwise, wagarna haqiqat mein saste hum. If we only look at ourselves, we've got no value whatsoever. You can be driving the best car in the world, but you got a small hajj, you want to pass water, you have to stop. What's your value? You're going to pass filth and dirt. So whatever the hole is in our body also, only dirt comes out. We made from filth, and Allah allows us, who is Subhan, extremely pure, and Allah allows us to take His name. So we have no value whatsoever. And thus we learn from our illustrious Shaykh and our, and this is what is this gathering of the Sawf. The Sawf is nothing new in deen. This is what Nabi Kareem Sawsam taught Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Reality of life, reality of how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the more a person gets connected, he realizes how useless am I, how weak am I, how inferior I am, and oh, the more I get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more my value will increase. Madina mein marna muqaddar mein ho, khuda se ye dua hai ye bhi karte hum. Then Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, the more you have the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now this desire grows all the time in your heart, that oh Allah, I also want to be in Madina Sharif, and I want to pass away in Madina Sharif. And in such a way, not just that I pass away in Madina Sharif, in such a way that you are extremely happy with me, oh Allah. That you be happy with me and I pass away in Madina Sharif. This is the dua we should be making. However, Hazrat Expert teaches us, very important, very beautiful, we all should have this dua, desire. But the main desire is that, oh Allah, when you are extremely happy with me, take my ruh at that time. And when Allah is happy with us, and Nabi Kareem Sawasim is happy with us, wherever you pass away in the world, inshallah, your body Allah Ta'ala will transfer to Madina Sharif. But we should have this desire. Look at the Allahu Akbar. Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's famous dua, Allahumma zukna shahadatan fi sabili. Wa zukni mautan fi baladi habibi. That, oh Allah, I want to become shaheed also, and I want to pass away in the city of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala accepted both the du'as of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He was made shaheed also, and in Madina Sharif, and his loyalty to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where is he resting? Right at the side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as Hazrat teaches us also so beautifully, when Allah gives the opportunity to go to Madina Sharif, then we should, the easiest way to benefit is say, Ya Allah, the greatest rahmat that is descending, more than all the waterfalls in the world with strong force, more than the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, Allah's rahmat is descending in abundance, in torrents upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when Allah gives you the opportunity to be there close, 2-3 meters away, that make dua, Ya Allah, that you have given me the opportunity to be here where your rahmat is pouring down, let some splashes fall on me also. Just one splash of the rahmat of Allah, your life will change. But if we don't put the bucket of our heart the right side, Hazrat explained so beautifully, that if a person goes to the Niagara Falls, there you go, almost a kilometer away, you'll feel the splashes of that water already. The closer you go, you get wet, they give you a raincoat, they say you'll get very wet. But if a person goes there and he says, I want to fill my bucket with water, and he puts it upside down, then till Qiyamah his bucket won't get full. Even the whole world can make dua for him. But if he just turn his bucket the right side, and under one tap that is dripping one drop, eventually inshallah it will get full. So we also, if we go to Madina Sharif, but we didn't learn from the friends of Allah how to turn our buckets the right side, then when we go to Madina Sharif, and even if you come to the masjid, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us how to gain the rahmat in the masjid, and the great rahmat at Kaaba Sharif, at Madina Sharif, Rabbi khfirli zunubi. That we have to take out our raincoats of sins. That ask Allah, please forgive me. And waftah li abwaab rahmatik, open the doors of rahmat for me. So that is why it's extremely important to sit in the company of those who know Allah, who know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will teach us and give us this love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when you go and your bucket is the right side, you'll see your whole life will change. Otherwise, Hazrat says, we go right where the rahmat is descending. We go without a beard, we come back without a beard. We go back with what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you come to the masjid to gain Allah's rahmat. But if your trousers, your garments from the top for males are below your ankles, then you're in the curse of Allah. So where Allah's rahmat is descending and we didn't take heed and we got curses, how sad it is. So this is the benefit of the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we learn how to draw from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person is just desiring that Allah also want to pass away in Medina Sharif. And together with that, a person realizes this reality, Allahu Akbar. Look at Hazrat teaching us. And this is the humbleness of the pious servants of Allah. But this is the reality that we have to learn. Ye nalaiko par hai Rab ka karam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nagri mein rehte ham. That this is no achievement of myself, that I'm living in Medina Sharif, or I'm going for Hajj, I'm going for Umrah every now and then, I'm going for Ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another important point that comes to mind, Hazrat teaches us that to make Ziyarat, to go and visit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a great ibadah. So some many times make an intention that, oh Allah, I want to go special to visit my Nabi. And this is a great ibadah. From this also you learn to visit your Shaykh, to visit the pious people is also an ibadah. It's just to look at the alim of deen, Allah's rahmat descends. Then Allahu Akbar, the greatest of all, the greatest alim of the world, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so we should be alert. Many people have got this wrong notion and they'll say you, that say you're going to Medina Sharif. You're not going to visit Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No, that is disrespect to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should say if you're going, your mother is staying in a certain town, and you say I'm going to that town, you don't say I'm going to visit my mother or father. It shows you have no affinity, you have no love for your mother or father. So we should have love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be eager and say that I'm going to visit my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and realize it's not my achievement, it is only ye nalaiko par hai Rab ka karam. I am not worthy of it in the least, but it is Allah Ta'ala's kindness, it is Allah Ta'ala's favor that Allah Ta'ala allows us to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those that are loving there, they realize, who know the value, that we don't deserve it. It is Allah Ta'ala's kindness that Allah allows us to pass the gullies of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those gullies where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked through, Sahaba radiallahu anhu walked through, those are ajeeb, Allahu Akbar. As beautifully our Hazrat explains us also, that everywhere in the world there's a sun, there's a moon, mashallah, and there's sky. But the sky of Medina Sharif is far different than all the skies in the world. It's much more valuable. Why? The nazar of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's gazes fell on that sky. So that sky is ajeeb. Shafaat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bhi ho naseeb. Dua raat bin ye, raat din ye bhi karte hum. Then the reality of this connection of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we desire that, oh Allah, grant us also the intercession of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. That's the only thing that will help us, respected elders and friends. And to get this, we have to be connected. May read abundant of durood. Come in, bring the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, in our hearts, the love for it, and intend to spread it throughout the world. So day and night we make dua that, oh Allah, grant us the intercession of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us how easy it is. Azan is going, just listen. It is sunnah. Listen to the azan. Reply to the azan. After the azan, just read durood and read the dua of dua after azan. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma, the complete dua. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hallat lahu shafati." That now my intercession is wajib for that person, so to say. And it is shown that you will pass away on iman. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercede only for the people of iman. So we should be attentive towards this and then desire and make dua for the shafaat, intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madine mein har saal o haziri Khuda se ye faryad karte hum. And those who know the value, they make dua to Allah. Hold every year, please, just give me the opportunity to be present and make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That I can visit my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every year. But what proper adab, what proper respect, what proper etiquette. Just to be there, it's very great, but it is very, Allahu Akbar, it's very delicate also. That if we don't know the etiquette, we don't know the adabs, if we write in Medina Sharif and we just passing comments on the people of Medina Sharif, or we are just loafing in the bazaars, then that is very dangerous. One pious person, it just came out of his mouth, that the day, the Sawmalk of Medina Sharif is little better. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he saw in a dream, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you don't like our Sawmal, get out of Medina Sharif. So we have to be very careful. That is why Hazrat in another poem teaches us what proper etiquette, what proper adab. And this is why we come here. We learn, mashallah, whole of deen has to come in our lives, in my life, our family's life, the whole ummah, and from Allah. This was the fikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, see how the whole world now has got deen. Any part of the world, Islam has spread there. Bas isse pase sakinane Madina mujhe na bolo guzarish ye karte hum. And Allah Akbar, Hazrat teaches us an important adab, etiquette, that those that are close, living in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the time remind them, request them, that please don't forget me. You are right there, every day you got opportunity to go directly give salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please give my salams also. And this is a very important aspect. Hazrat teaches us, if we got love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our parents, our sheikh, somebody comes from the town of your father, mother, you say, please give the salams to my father. Give salams to my sheikh. Allahu Akbar. Our sheikh thinks of us. Somebody coming to our town, he sends salams to us. We should be thinking of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the elders think of useless people like us. We should not forget our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat explained, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, when his friends, that is his murids, used to write, and used to write letters, and if they don't write, Hazrat, please give my salams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat just get upset. He says, what's your connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That you don't even request that we must give salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what we learn from our Honorable Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, in Medina Sharif, just coming back from salami, whoever Hazrat meets as he's going out of the masjid, he requests, please pass my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whose salams is accepted, and on that barakat, our salams also just get accepted, this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time we should be requesting people that please send our salams to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat finally mentioned so beautifully, great advice. Ae akhtar, mere qalb wajahe waham, Medina se go dur rehte hai. This connection we have to build, that oh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, that oh Allah, although we are staying very far away from Medina Sharif, but my heart and my soul is here. And as Hazrat teaches us that when we leave Medina Sharif, what a throbbing heart, we should tell our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I want to leave to go and spread your deen, to spread your sunnat. I would love to be staying here, but make dua, Allah brings me back very, very quickly. So Allah give me and all of us an iota of this love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we read abundant durood and inculcate the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives.